Well, today we're going to visit about a program that's going on in the Cumberland area. They've got a fundraiser coming up that you can enjoy, and it's to help a project that they've been working on for a while now, the Cumberland Youth Fitness Center. Deb Brown's been helping with that project, helping to direct the project. She's with us here this morning. How are you?
Very good, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity to share about the program and our upcoming fundraiser.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about the Youth Fitness Center. Can you kind of run us through the evolution of that?
Okay, yes. About a year and a half ago, we actually interviewed our teens here at the high school that live within a 5-mile radius of Cumberland, just to see if they what they considered their needs and wants. And one thing that was consistent from interviewing those young people was that they had a desire to have some type of facility where they could work on meeting their health and fitness goals. Mm-hmm. And so from that, we met with them over the summer, last summer, and they seemed very serious about pursuing that goal. And we did some grant writing and got some equipment. And then it was the hard job of finding a facility in Cumberland where that was available and large enough that could that they could use it as a fitness center.
Mm-hmm. There are a number of other centers around, YMCA-type facilities. There are for-profit facilities that offer these services and things, too. But when you live in Cumberland, you have to drive to go do those things. It's not always convenient for the youngsters, and you hate to have them miss out just because they don't have the opportunity to be able to hop in a car and be taken someplace else real quick. It gives them just another option.
Yes, that was one of obstacles that the young people in and around Cumberland are facing. Cumberland, as you know, is the only town within our school district of CAM that does not have a school. And so then, therefore, no gym and no weight facility. So we really wanted to offer that opportunity for those kids to also be able to work out and work on meeting their fitness goals and sometimes their athletic goals.
Sure. Is this a student-run project? Are the youngsters really involved in the development and the continuation of this?
Yes. Again, we not only surveyed them, then we had kind of a planning committee and brought those kids together, and they provided the input of what they wanted to see, what type mm-hmm. of equipment, the hours, if they could, that they would be open. Of course, this is totally volunteer-based, so caring adults from the Cumberland area help man the center. But the kids actually helped once we found a facility, brought them in on a Saturday, and they cleaned the building, and they helped with the maintenance of it as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like I say, you've got envious parents out there if you've got them to jump in and volunteer to help clean and pick things up and what have you. And they'll continue to be a part of that project going forward. Great to get some grant opportunities early on and get that kind of early support to get you off the ground, but grant money doesn't last forever. The expenses do, unfortunately, so you've got to continue to be able to fund some of these opportunities as well. And that's what the project coming up October 5th, the Country in Cumberland program, is about?
Yes, the kids, again, we do have the wonderful equipment there, but they have ongoing monthly expenses of rent and liability insurance. So we discussed and have tried a few other fundraising activities, but we kind of brainstormed and thought, what about country music? What about music in general? And so we kind of put our heads together and came up with this idea to offer a music program there in Cumberland, which I think is just going to be wonderful for the community as well. It's called Country in Cumberland, and it'll be October 5th, and just featuring local talent. I did not know we had so much great musical talent right here in and around the Cumberland area.
Mm-hmm. Like who? Who's going to be performing?
Well, you're going to know some of these names. Jody Rudolph is our vocal instructor here. She has a gorgeous voice, and she's going to be choosing several songs and playing on the keyboard and singing for us. Dan Holstey, who performs locally and is a former CAM graduate. Another CAM graduate with a wonderful voice is Shaylin Smith. She's currently a student at UNO, but has agreed to come back and share with the public. Jim Casey, our tech director here, and Dee South, our middle school secretary, they perform together, and they'll be sharing their duo. And Mike Amador, who of course, has great guitar skills and a wonderful voice and performs. And also we have two teens that are members of the Youth Fitness Center, Levi and Philip Martin. They're in Cumberland. Levi's going to play a couple selections on the banjo, and Philip's going to play on the keyboard.
Very good. You probably didn't have to ask them twice to participate, I suppose.
No, I was just amazed at their accepting the invitation. And, you know, someone told me a long time ago, those that have that have more usually give more. And I really found that to be true.
Well, and they like to show off a little bit, too. What's the point in learning those skills if you can't perform once in a while, huh? Was this whole idea of having the country music show, was that a student-driven idea as well?
Well, we talked with the kids, and they liked the idea of the music. And then we talked about what genre, what type of music do you think would be most popular in this area? And several of them do like country music, but we really tried to think, what will our audience, what will the public like? And then do we know people that could provide that?
Excellent. Very good. So that's coming up on October 5th at the Cumberland Community Building. Give them the details there.
Yes. The doors will open at 6:30, and then the program, the music will begin at 7. We're going to have a dessert bar as well, so anyone who comes will be get refreshments and be treated with a dessert, and all the proceeds, of course, will go towards the fitness program. The tickets for adults are $10 a person. For an adult, at K-12 is $5, and preschool is free.
Okay, so if somebody came in and threw a $50 bill on the table and said, keep the change, you're okay with that?
We are absolutely okay with that.
Do you get unsolicited donations from time to time?
Yes, we have. The community and just really the county in general, some anonymous, have they've heard about the program, and they just say, this is wonderful for these kids. And so we've had some businesses and some individuals that have made donations.
Yeah. And as a coach, track, cross country, those types of things, you know how important it is to get kids up off the couch or out from in front of the computer and out doing something physically active. If we make it easy for them, they just might do it.
Yes. We love those that like to exercise, and being a cross country coach, I really enjoy seeing young people, you know, work on reaching their fitness goals. And I think this is a great opportunity, well, I know it is, for them to be able to work on reaching some of those goals.
Sure. What's next for the Cumberland Youth Fitness Center? Are there plans down the road for anything new, any expansion? You're probably always talking about it with the kids.
Well, right now in the facility we have, which we're fortunate to rent from some business owners that are very, very generous, and they've been wonderful to work with. We've kind of reached our peak as far as equipment-wise and space of what we can do. Some things that have been brought up are maybe some classes, maybe some Zumba and aerobic classes something that the kids would like. We've done some social events there too, and just trying to recruit more kids to come and utilize the facility, because it is offered for 7th through 12th graders at no cost to them at all.
And you want to make it as available and accessible to as many youngsters as possible. You could just throw a couple of barbells and weight sets in the corner, but not everybody's interested in that. You try to do something that maybe everybody can enjoy.
And what we find is there are some youth that maybe because they have not been in a sports program in the past, they don't know proper lifting technique or even how to use a treadmill, and maybe how to do a HIIT workout on a treadmill or elliptical. So it's nice to have volunteers that are skilled in those areas. I actually had my son, I have a son that has an athletic training degree, and brought him down from Granger, Iowa, and he worked with a couple of the youth just to show them proper lifting form, and they really appreciated that. So we'd like to be able to offer some more opportunities like that.
Who says there are no opportunities in Iowa's small towns, right? It's all about how many opportunities we want to provide, and this is a way to do that. Well, again, give them the notes on that Country in Cumberland program coming up here soon.
Okay, well, if you're interested in joining us on Saturday evening for some great country music, a couple ways that you can get a ticket is show up that night, that'll work. Again, doors open at 6:30 on October 5th. At the community building, and then the music begins at 7, Or even better, if you could give me a call at 641-745-7434 or email me here at my school address at dbrown@cam.k12.ia.us. I will help you get those tickets, connect you with one of our youth that are affiliated with the clinic or the center, and we'll get you set up.
Very good. It's good to see the community celebrating and supporting the youth.
Yes, and I think this is going to be a wonderful event, not only for our kids, but also for the community of Cumberland.